In the case of the Nickel Boys, I got the idea from reading a newspaper report about a reform school. The Florida School for Boys opened in Marianna, Florida on January 1st, 1900. It was New Year's Day, the start of a new century, with all the optimism that that entails. And the idea behind the reform school was an enlightened one. You know, what do we do with juvenile offenders? We don't want to lock them up with grown-up criminals because they'll become even worse. So how about we provide education, life skills, work, alternating classroom days, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and work in the fields and other trades, and so they won't, you know, get screwed up by their time being locked up. So the school opened, and from the start, disturbing news reports made their way to the outside world. Students told of violent beatings. State investigators in 1903, only 3 years later, found kids shackled up in rooms, and report on unhealthy conditions. Periodic reforms were enacted. For example, the administration stopped leasing out students to local businesses because some of the students ended up dead. Corporal punishment and the use of dark cells, solitary confinement was discontinued. They disassembled the sweat boxes, the iron cages where children were baked in the sun for attitude adjustment. They renamed the place a few times. Became the Florida Industrial School for Boys, the Arthur G. Dozier School for Boys, as if a new brand might help. And over time, the cruelty resumed. The dark cells reopened. A concrete utility shed called the White House became the new home.